All right, cheers.
Cheers.
So the wine quote of the day is either give me more wine or leave me alone. Rumi.
Accurate.
So since last week, how has LA been? Have you eaten or drank anything that was notable, either good or bad?
Well, we haven't talked about Destroyer, right?
I don't think we have.
We went to Destroyer. That was,
Me and Fiona.
yeah, that was good. I mean, like, it's a cafe, so you're not gonna get wine from it, but like the steak tartare is great.
Amazing.
It's so
Was it
great.
steak tartare?
Wagyu
Yeah,
tartare,
yeah.
yeah.
The chicken schnitzel was good. Would have been cooler as like a sandwich, maybe.
I forget exactly what I was criticizing about it, but I think it was salt.
And that was the last item that we got. Oh, the avocado confit. That was cool.
That's fine.
It's just it would be, have been delightful had the check size been like $20 less.
Yeah, it was a little too
With
expensive.
gratuity included for two people, it
Yeah.
was like $80, and it was three food items and then two non-alcoholic drinks. But everything was cute and fun. It's a fun part of town to be in for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love it over there, obviously, because I used to live over there. It's right across the street. Destroyer, it's associated with this restaurant called Vespertine, which is right across the street from it. Same chef, owner, very different concepts. Vespertine is fine dining, experiential, like, kind of thing
Still need
where.
to eat there.
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, like I was saying when we were there, like, I'm in to go and experience it, but just I know enough people now who've worked there and
Yeah.
who've worked with this particular chef where I'm like,
They never wrote back to me when I would apply, so I'm taking that as a sign. And then we went to Margo afterwards, which was, I thought, besides the fact that the tables weren't spaced 6 feet apart, it
Yeah,
was a good
it was a
experience.
really lovely experience. Our server was
The
great.
server was great, the wine was
Wine
cool.
was really
We did like a
cool.
flight of half glasses basically, but that rosé was super cool. It was
It
like
was, yeah.
grapefruity. What were we describing it as? Like artificial candy, but in the best way?
Like sweet tarts. Or not sweet tarts. I was saying that it was like the, you were saying it was like cotton candy and
At the
like,
tail end, but I was also
yeah.
getting like kind of I was getting like blue like that artificial like blue like slushy kind of cotton candy thing. But I was also getting kind of like lemony grape kind of like warhead at the front for
Yeah.
sure, puckering.
Yeah, for sure. It was nice. It was exciting and fun. I liked the white, but I don't really remember much about it.
And those cushy oysters from
So good.
Washington with a
So good.
house-made mignonette. And then for dessert, we got a the Tres Leches tiramisu. And you ordered this really cool cocktail called the Paper Spain, which was essentially a paper plane, but you're going to sub out the Aperol for 43 and vanilla.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a really well-balanced cocktail. Highly recommend. You've been up more than I have this week.
I'm working again, which is great. And I'm trying to load on a lot. But my fear is that I will go back to this routine where I'm working 6 to 7 days a week. And then on top of this podcast, which I love doing, and our drink business, my fear is that I'm just not going to have nights to go out to eat. So I'm kind of trying to pile on right now because I'm entering my 5th year in Los Angeles, and there are some places that have been on my list that, like, I just, one, didn't have the friends to go out with. I didn't have, like, dining out buddies for, like, the first few years. And also, I didn't have, like, the knowledge or even, like, the disposable income to do it. I was more, even only a couple years ago, before COVID, you would have found me more racking up the same kind of check at, like, a dive bar, ordering the same drinks over and over again.
I don't know how you do that.
I'm glad that I had a respite and basically tell myself, like, would you rather spend this like $60 to $80 on kind of a night out where you're just doing dumb debauchery, kind of ordering the same thing, or would you rather take that money and peruse a menu, order something you haven't tasted before, apply it to the career you already have kind of set in front of you?
Yeah, I think when I think about it in that context, I was very lucky when I went through my like going out phase because I worked in downtown Culver City where I was able to get a lot of things, for free.
The perks are real.
Yeah.
And it's more fun by kind of being at the restaurants that you and I have been at now because it's the service industry is small, regardless of any cities that you're in. So you either know friends who work in these places or they like the restaurant that you're attached to. And so yeah, there is a bit of fanfare and kind of like, oh, like a wine pour on the house, or we've been as lucky as sometimes having a bottle of wine not rung in at all,
Yeah,
which
just
adds
by
to the whole
accident. Yeah.
experience. A whole Jura white wine from a restaurant we will not
We will not
name,
name,
but I
yeah.
really appreciated that they did
It
that.
was really great.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we will come back and talk about the wine that we're drinking.
Of wine that Trader Joe's sells. It's a $5 Rioja, $4.99.
Damn.
Yeah, Patron Clemente. It's a Tempranillo, Crianza, so it is table wine. But it's a pretty like
Can I get some more?
Yeah, of course. 2017 is the vintage.
And so it's a Crianza. So you were telling me about like levels.
Yeah, so like Crianza, there's three levels of like the designations of wine in Rioja specifically. There's Crianza, which is table wine, Reserva, which is, you know, more your like a little more expensively priced wine, and then there's the Gran Reserva. So it's like the really expensive stuff, the stuff that's like really hard to find. With Rioja, like in particular, and a lot of Spanish wine, like they suffered through like the blight, and so like all of this wine is really, really new. Like these vines are only like turn of the 20th century, so it's almost in my mind, it's almost like, you know, New World age. Not even, which I think is really cool. Like they built this whole industry back up for, in like 100 years. Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah, and I'm liking this wine. It's definitely, you know, we tempt it. It's like a little bit on the cooler side. It's gonna be like airing out with us. It's like a pretty straightforward good red wine, good table wine. Has like, you know, some like musky smell, some like cranberry, some tannins for sure, like some like underripe fruit, but dark fruit for sure. Nothing too
yeah, definitely like dark cherries, like cherries when they're what is it, Bing cherries?
What's a Bing cherry?
It's a specific varietal of cherry.
I see.
Yeah, I think this is so great. This is, like, a very easy drinking wine, but also, like, it pairs really well with, like, any kind of, like, heartier food. Yeah. I use this in this, like, pasta that I make a lot because I have moved on in my life, and I just think that it's, like, nice. It's also, like, kind of more medium-bodied. It's not, like, I mean, like, it's medium to full-bodied.
For sure.
So it's also going to please a lot more people.
It's, like, what you expect when you're, like, wanting a red wine, for sure. So we're going to do this thing that we haven't done before, and we love reading, like, very prosaic, kind of out of left field wine descriptions.
Yeah, I want to read a weird poem about wine. That's like my ideal.
Yeah, so we're going to try to make our own. And our goal is we're just going to basically play off of each other. Neither of us can say no to what the other presumes. And we're going to create a weird story around this wine. Our goal is just to describe smell, taste, and sight. Everything else is, there's no off limits. And we're going to try our best on this one.
This
wine. I smelt a man's patchouli in the summer night.
The sensation through my sinuses felt as though a mother hen had come around.
Chewy tannins, eating underripe fruit, cranberry, strawberry, and Bing cherries. Cheesecake Factory. Would you like another slice, ma'am?
Yes.
I think that describes the wine.
I think that's it. Yeah, no, I think that's it.
Yay! So, in honor of our last section where we came up with a poem to describe the wine that we're drinking, I'm always on Vivino. I love Vivino. Basically, I just like rate every wine that I drink through Vivino. And I've started taking more kind of my confidence level has been boosted, where now I'm actually starting to post kind of short reviews of certain wines, more from my memory than anything else. But it's also just really fun to like be reading what other people are saying about these wines.
I think that's the most fun part about Vivino. It's like most things, I don't necessarily participate, but I do watch in the shadows.
Yeah. And then basically once you're, you know that I do this, but like it's fun when you start like racking up kind of your portfolio of like wines that you've reviewed, because it will let you know when you've reviewed wines that are like made by the same producer and stuff. So it's fun to make those associations. But we've handpicked some reviews that we thought were really fun to like share with our audience. These are two wines that we've drank. I've had one of them yesterday, actually, at a really great restaurant in Los Angeles called Alimento. Big ups for them. The food was amazing. The wine was really cool. It was a good time. It was a series of like pastas, a grillo tara fish, some really good salads, and I was drinking this Lambrusco Rosado, which is almost seemingly like two different things happening at once, but it was both like dark plummy, but it was also kind of plucky, as a Rosado usually is. It was just like lightly tart. It was definitely chilled and 10 temps out. It was really good with the cuisine we were eating. But I'm going to read you two reviews that other people have written about this wine. So the first one is written by Constance C. And they write, red fruit, robust, sweet without being overly cloying or syrupy. Fair. The next review is going to be written by Salvador Bravo. And I love this review.
I already like his name.
Mm-hmm. He rates it 3.5 stars last September. He goes, like a plum soda. Beautiful color. Very burnt toast. Grape Jolly Ranchers. And dusty records. For some reason, I think of summer sunsets in San Francisco. An impulse wine you buy to drink after you've already spent the entire day drinking. Grab some sour cream and onion chips to pair with it.
You know, at first I thought that sounded really gross, the sour cream and onion chips paired with the Lambrusco. But now that I've half a bottle into wine, a bottle of wine,
I'm so hungry for it.
I would love it. Like, I get it now. I see what he's saying, because it's that time of the day when you have.
I'm like really hungry.
I know. Like, oh my God. I know. It's like that time of day. You've been drinking. You just need something, and you just like want like that immediate like snacky food. And honestly, sour cream and onion chips are my favorite. Yeah. So I get it. Like, yeah. I want to know this person. I want to be their friend. If we can find them, hook me up with them, because I just think that we could really share Lambrusco and sour cream.
Good snack buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're already like a snack crew, so come through. Join our snack crew.
Yeah, come through.
Drink Hashtag snack crew.
Hashtag snack crew.
Yes. Slumcha.
Oh, no. I was like slum snack.
Slum chat. our new tag phrase, y'all, is hashtag slumcha.
Let us know what you think of it.
So Fiona's Irish, and so in the last podcast, we cheers to slumcha, which is cheers in Gaelic.
Well, it's to your health.
To your health.
Or health.
So we're trying to create a kind of a tag, catchphrase. Hopefully, we eventually have like a series of things that we can say that make our podcast uniquely ours.
Yeah, and we're going let us know if you have any ideas, guys. Yeah,
but for now, it's hashtag slumcha. So.
Hashtag slumcha.
Mm-hmm. So Fiona also has a wine that we're reviewing.
I do indeed. I just forget the name. I know the varietal. I forget the name.
I can pull it up.
Yeah.
It's a Pinot Gris.
Yeah, it's a Pinot Gris.
From Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I can.
We had this back in December, so this is why my memory is not so great. And also, that was a very fuzzy night at the end of it.
Oh yeah, we were just having a ball.
It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was our Christmas celebration.
So it says it's the producer's name might be Baraccio.
Baraccio.
It's a Pinot Gris 2019 from Adelaide Hills, Australia, and.
I was about to say Adelaide.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of Australian wine. I personally think of kind of basic stuff, you know, not necessarily Yellowtail, but like some of the fancier Australian wine that I've had has been kind of basic.
Mm-hmm.
This was, in my memory, really fun. It was skin contact Pinot Gris, so it had, from my palate, from what I remember, like a little bit of tannin on it, which was really fun. There was a lot of sediment in the bottom.
Yep.
I don't totally remember the notes. Well, do you remember the tasting notes?
Well, funnily enough, we did ask for like a smelly, kind of fishy, plucky risotto, and I had that Vini Robusto only like a month or two before, so the Somme recommended this. So definitely, I think it wasn't as smelly, but I think it was like a little smelly, like a little oceany, like salinity.
Yeah.
I think it had that. I mean, on Rovino, it's saying like peachy and tart, and I remember that because we were eating fried chicken and it was cutting through that really well.
Yeah, it had a nice bite and a nice acidic quality.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here's what some other people have to say about it.
What's this person's handle?
CPH.
Okay.
He rated this wine 4 stars back in August. Is the 15th the year?
I don't know. I think it's it's just the day.
So hopefully August 15th.
Because it's a 2019 wine, so.
Yeah. I'm fine, guys. I haven't been drinking. So CPH rated this wine on August 15th of 2020, we imagine. 4 stars. It's a medium pink, some maceration time, good acid, red berries, some citrus, quite tasty. I'd have to agree with that.
Fair.
I think that's a totally fair assessment. Totally There's fair. Also like a whole bunch of likes. There's 24, 25 likes on that. So,
a lot of people agree.
A lot of people agree with that. Whereas Maxine, this person rated the wine 5 stars on August 2nd.
I love this review.
They go on to say, reminds me of a French song. Uplifting but seductive. Mellow with that orange and jasmine, but deep like dried leaves. Breezy minerality carries you through the clouds, and as the tartness fills your nose, you take your first sip.
Mm.
The juiciness bursts and lingers and seduces as it tingles the tongue. Like a French song.
What French song is she listening to?
Also, like, why does she have to repeat French song
I
twice?
Know!
I have more issues with her, than I do with her.
I just need her to tell me the French song that she's listening to, because it sounds like it's a good one.
Is it? It can't be Carla Bruni.
I don't know. I just listen to French rap. That's where I'm at.
You're much cooler than I am.
Yeah. And we're going to move into our last section, which is what's making us happy this week. Or since we last did our episode last.
Yeah, since last episode. What are the things that are making you happy, Anthony?
I am happy I'm making some money again.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I was basically being trapped in an unemployment vortex for about a month, and I finally got some payments in my bank account. Mm-hmm. So that was really nice. And I'm also very thankful for the SNL skit that I saw two Saturdays ago mm-hmm. with A.D. Bryant, where it's when Regina King is hosting, and she's basically at like her birthday party with some of her girlfriends, and they all give her these like live, laugh, love signs, mm-hmm. But they're all wine related or drinking related. And at first it's super lighthearted, mm-hmm. but then all of a sudden these signs go from being like, it's wine o'clock, to being like, I just drink too much.
Yeah.
And
I store my bottles in separate recycling bins so the recycling man doesn't know how much I drink.
Basically, I just sit in dirt and drink under the trampoline. And increasingly, A.D. Bryant's character is like just kind of asking her friends if they're trying to like give her a sign that she's drinking too much.
Right.
And they're like, no, no, you're fine. You're fine.
No, we just thought this was funny.
Here, read another one. It's my favorite. So I really enjoyed that sketch. I thought it was like a really fun take on like, yeah, like we as a society like do have like a fun, like fraught relationship with alcohol, and yeah, we do celebrate drinking to a point where all of a sudden it's like is it okay? Am I okay right now?
Right.
So I definitely have been in that position where I'm surrounded by friends or loved ones, and we're just drinking a lot, and it feels like that's just part of our shtick, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm like, oh shit, maybe this is like all we do, and maybe I have to chill out right now,
right?
Or maybe we just have to pop open another bottle of wine. Who's to say?
I mean, it's sort of case by case basis, mm-hmm. you know,
time and place, what holiday it is, exactly. Whose birthday it is.
Like on a regular Tuesday night, I mean, maybe it's time to consider your options.
It's my aunt's birthday in like 7 days, so,
yeah, so cheers.
We'll celebrate to her, and yeah. It's my grandma's birthday the next day. Or no, I got that reversed. It's my grandma's birthday on the 10th, and my aunt's birthday on the 11th.
Of March.
So. Uh huh.
Pisces.
Yep. They're tail end.
Yeah.
The tail.
Tail.
Mm-hmm. What are you happy for, or what's making you excited?
I mean, like, I'm definitely happy it's March. Like, I know that we have a lot of pandemic fatigue, and I keep seeing all of that online. But mm-hmm. I'm really happy to be back. I feel like another year older, another year wiser. Mm-hmm. I started getting back into yoga recently, which I did not realize just how much I needed. Mentally, spiritually, physically, mostly physically, honestly, because yeah. my right leg keeps falling asleep when I go for walks.
Oh, no. You need that blood circulation going,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that, or like, you know, just stretch it out.
Yeah.
Stretch it out for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. That, and I've been cooking a lot more at home, which is like, for me, something that like really helps center me.
Yeah.
I like making my own food. I bought chicken wings this week that I have to defrost, and I'm going to try making chicken wings, and I'm not sure if I want to make buffalo wings or if I want to make Thai chicken wings.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm so fucking excited. Sorry, I'm so excited about it. Like,
we'll bleed that out. Just kidding.
No, it's been like really reconnecting myself with the things that I like. It's been a good week.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers.
We're going to say it.
Slamcha.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Feel free to follow us anywhere you listen to podcasts and on Instagram at ThatSomTalk. That's ThatSomTalk. And we will be seeing y'all soon. Keep drinking wine, y'all.